Good day and welcome to the Westmont College conference call. Today's call is being recorded. Please be advised that your line will be muted throughout the duration of today's call. If at any time you have a question from today's presentation, please email all questions to questions@westmont.edu. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to President Gaby Baby. Please go ahead, sir. Thank you.
Caroline, thank you, and fellow Westmonters, it's wonderful to be on the phone with you tonight. As we get underway, I want to just pause and wish Evan Gran a happy birthday. Today is his 20th birthday, and we're looking forward to having him back on campus here very shortly. I want to go over some of the details for the fall and where we stand in terms of the governor's orders and guidelines, as well as the county public health officer's guidelines, and then turn it over to some of the other members of the executive team to go over details related to academic student life and financial aid and whatnot. The governor this last Friday finally released his guidelines and provided the general framework for how we can pursue higher education in California. It's a 34-page document. Many of you have already downloaded it and have read it. And so the general framework, at any rate, really demonstrates that we either meet or exceed virtually every guideline that is outlined there. And we felt good about that, recognizing that several of the indicators that we had along the way had been good guidelines for us to pursue. And we've been spending so much of the summer with the hopes that we'd be able to repopulate. Now, one of the wrinkles that is underappreciated and perhaps not known is that the county always has to apply with the governor's guidelines. But in addition to that, the county can impose even stricter guidelines, and they have. And so the current state of affairs in the county is we are not allowed to repopulate yet. But Jason Tavares, our new risk mitigation officer, sitting right next to me, and Jason just had contact today from the county indicating that although the infection rate, the daily infection rate, hasn't come down to the level we need, they are cautiously optimistic that we will be able to repopulate yet this fall. And so today we are making plans. We're going to have to start on August 31 remotely. But we really believe we'll only have to be remote for 4 weeks. And we plan to begin repopulating on Friday, September 25th, Saturday, September 26th, Sunday, September 27th, and then start in-person, face-to-face class education on Monday, September 28th. And so we really believe that all of the work that we will do virtually, the orientation, the first 4 weeks of online education, is a minor inconvenience to get back to getting to be on campus. And we're just very grateful to know that it really appears that we're on a pathway to being able to repopulate. Now, in the midst of this, we've received a lot of questions about health and safety of our faculty, our staff, our students, administrators, the whole Westmont family. And I want to assure you that professionally, this is an absolute top priority for me, for our entire executive team, but it's equally a personal interest. My son Ricky is a senior. He'll be living in the GLC. It matters greatly to me that he not get infected or get sick. I have a niece and a nephew who will be a junior, a niece who will be an incoming first year. It's important to me that they not get sick. And so as we work with our professional responsibilities, each one of us also has a particular connection to an individual or individuals who are students that we really care about. And we want to know that they're safe. We want to know that we're safe. And as you know, Pam and I live in the president's home right on campus. And so essentially whatever happens to campus happens to our house. And we're just very interested in living and being in a safe environment. I want to emphasize this point because Santa Barbara, and especially South Santa Barbara County, has one of the lowest infection rates in the country. And if you track our numbers, you know that the county goal is you have to get to 100 new infections or less per 100,000 population. Santa Barbara County population is less than 500,000 people total. The population of LA County is 10.4 million people. And so you think of the scale of what you're facing and why it is likely that we would be able to repopulate just being 90 miles north of the LA International Airport. Concern has been raised that students coming to campus and faculty and staff who've traveled outside the area or even outside the state would carry the virus back to the community. And that concern just reminds us that we have to be responsible citizens, and it also reminds us of how we're going to have to populate campus when we're allowed to do so. We'll start classes remotely on August 31. That's less than 3 weeks from today. Be willing and able to repopulate, we will deploy a number of the strategies that we have already prepared for. We'll be doing the testing that qualifies you to be on campus. We'll be doing some additional random testing throughout the semester. If you get infected, we'll be doing the tracing. We're prepared to do quarantining. Of course, we're going to deploy the social distancing. Dr. Fauci continues to emphasize the importance of social distancing, face coverings, and hand hygiene. And these are all high priorities, and we've outfitted the entire campus for those. We also know there's areas that we shouldn't go. And right now, many of those are closed, and then, of course, no large crowds. We're going to be doing an orientation online, but we're also hopeful that we'll get to do, not an orientation, but a welcoming time as you come to campus that first weekend. If any of you are concerned about wanting to get to campus, I know even my son wants to sneak down and see his room in the GLC. If for any reason you need to come to campus, you have to let us know. We're not able to just throw the gates open. Everything has to be done on an essential basis. And so we're really asking that you coordinate that with us, let us know that you're coming, and allow us to stay in compliance. Again, it's part of us being good citizens in the community and really doing our part to keep a safe environment. We are going to be deploying just a number of practices that we'll have to comply with. But again, why are we optimistic about this? Just today, news was released that we're on the cusp of a at-home antigen test that will allow us to test whether you have antibodies in your system, just a baseline quick test. The therapeutics, Pfizer company, just took over production of remdesivir, the drug therapy that seems to really treat it effectively from Gilead. They've said that they should be able to meet global demand by the 1st of October. So it looks like we're on the pathway to a reliable therapeutic. We know that there's just some very optimistic, positive news regarding vaccines and that they're ramping up production in front of approval on the hope that the third phase clinical trials actually prove effective. Meanwhile, we are going to be providing flu vaccines on campus if we're allowed to repopulate. When the vaccine becomes readily available, we intend to provide that for COVID-19, and we'll be working with you to be sure that everyone willing to get a vaccination has the opportunity to get one. People have asked, will you be required to get one? We won't require it, but we'll so highly recommend it that we hope everyone is willing to do that. And then before I turn it over to Dr. Sargent, our provost, to begin talking about some of the academic challenges, I just want to say again how much I have appreciated and value how hard the members of the Westmont family have been working. Our faculty have just gone overboard preparing for the unknown. Are we going to be in person? Are we going to be remote? I have even participated. I teach a presidential fellows seminar. I've even participated in two of the technology-enhanced environments, helping us adapt new practices. Those have been so helpful in terms of just getting us ready for the variety of challenges that we'll face. Our staff, there have probably been 90 people in and out of campus throughout the summer getting everything ready so that we can do our repopulation as safely as possible. And then just the student workers who have been here. It's been a joy to see them. It's so odd to see people, but so refreshing. And it just reminds us of the core, the heart of our purpose. We are here to educate. And we love doing it. We love doing it face-to-face. I have loved just the versatility we've shown in pivoting into a remote environment, a Zoom environment. But we just look forward to being able to be back together, believing that it is just the best way to undergo a life-transforming education that really gets us ready to fulfill the purposes God has placed us here on earth to fulfill. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to Mark Sargent, our provost, and Mark will walk us through some of the elements of our academic program.
Okay. Thank you, President Beebe, and good evening to everyone. I'd like to start by just echoing some of the President's words of appreciation for our faculty. Faculty have worked really hard over this summer to get prepared for multiple possibilities. We've had numerous workshops, different aspects of remote learning. I know we all made a big pivot last spring in the midst of an emergency situation, but there were faculty that were committed to continuing to refine their skills, develop new innovative approaches, and to prepare to make the learning experience for this first month a very rich one. So you'll see new techniques, some new equipment, some more creative in-class and out-of-class experiences. Faculty love to share ideas with one another and adapt to new challenges. So we hope that even though we're starting not in person but remotely, we hope that you'll still feel the attentiveness of faculty and the creativity of faculty in the work that you experience. Just a few practical matters. As we've done previously, you can expect your professors to reach out to you and make contact before the start of the semester. They will provide the necessary information. If you're going to be studying asynchronously, they'll make sure that you have a syllabus and the appropriate assignments and ways of connecting. If the class will be meeting synchronously, you'll get the appropriate link to log on to and information that would be necessary to prepare for the first week. Some of you may want to make some changes in your schedule, and you're welcome to do so on WebAdvisor. As long as the class is open, you'll have the freedom to make those changes. And certainly, if you need any assistance regarding any aspect of your schedule, you can write to the registrar's office at registrar@westmont.edu or call the student records office and talk to someone who can be a counselor to you in the process. We do realize that there will be some students who would like to take all classes remotely this semester, and you can still apply to do that. We'll be interested in your reason, and we'll work with you to set a schedule that suits a remote learner experience. The application for doing so can be found on the registrar's page, or you can simply write to the provost office at provost@westmont.edu, and we'll send you the link. We'll make sure that you get that material. We're going to continue to provide throughout the semester all the key academic support services. Our student success efforts will continue. We've hired some student success coaches. The Office of Disability Services and the Writers' Corner have arranged ways for you to have remote appointments. Tutoring program is going to continue. There'll be some remote tutoring sessions. And we've tried to align our tutoring opportunities with particular courses, especially in the general education program, but there'll be other opportunities for students who seek that assistance to get that. So we're preparing for a remote beginning, but we want to make sure that first month is one that is distinguished by a positive Westmont experience, and we look forward to serving you in this way. I'm going to hand it over to Dr. Edie Schulze, who will talk about the student life dimensions of it.
Good evening. It's great to be on the call with you. I have been asked to answer the question, how should I begin preparing for a possible future move-in date? Well, the first thing I would say is stay flexible regarding the date. You've heard we're targeting the weekend of September 25, 26, 27 as the move-in date, and we do expect that the county will approve us for that repopulation date. However, we do need you to be flexible because we, as of right now, have not yet secured that permission. Last week I heard a speech by a woman named Liz Bohannon, and she is a very gregarious, energetic woman. She's a person of faith, and she said, when we are in situations that feel threatening to us, when we feel nervous, when we feel anxious, maybe even fear, there is something that we can do. And she said, we are all beginners when it relates to doing college in a pandemic environment. And all of us have experienced some of the feelings. So Liz Bohannon would say, own your inner beginner when you're in a situation that feels anxiety producing for you. And I want to challenge us all with that. I feel new at navigating a pandemic. You will feel new at navigating a pandemic when you come back to campus. And I want to say what Liz Bohannon said. She said, your inner beginner can help you become more courageous, more creative, more innovative. Choose curiosity over criticism. That's one way of tapping into your inner beginner. Choose curiosity over criticism. Studies show that curiosity is the number one trait of thriving. And it will help you navigate ambiguity, which we have a lot of, and complex situations more effectively. So that's my second piece of advice. Tap into your inner beginner and choose curiosity over criticism. The third thing I would say is be ready to come back to your room on campus. If you've been a student here at Westmont, which probably most of the students listening have been, you know that you need permission to live off campus. Why do we do it this way? Well, Dr. Beebe alluded to the fact that we do a certain kind of education, and we love doing it this way. We believe that the best of Westmont is accessed when you live here. I know you might be tempted to stay home after our repopulation date, or you might even be thinking about signing a lease here in town and trying to get off-campus permission. But I'm here to tell you that we still believe that an on-campus residential experience is Westmont at its best for academic success, for building friendships across the whole of the student body, for engaging with people who are different from you. And research confirms this. So we really want you here for that reason, based on our values. We believe it's best. Second, I want to reassure you, as others have and will, that our plan for repopulation is solid and comprehensive. You love Westmont, and you signed up to study here. So I challenge you to take the challenge of living in community, even when it's outside your comfort zone. You make us better by being here and living here. Now, that said, if you want to be in town prior to our repopulation date, we do have a limited number of off-campus Westmont options that are available, and you should contact housing@westmont.edu about those options. These are not long-term leases. This is beyond Ocean View, but we do have a short-term opportunity for you to live off-campus in a Westmont-provided option. Best way to access that is housing@westmont.edu. Another question I've been asked to answer is, do students have to wear masks at all times when on campus? The answer is yes. They should be worn on campus, both indoors and outdoors. Unless the student is in their room or running on the track, we have an expectation that you will wear a mask, that all of us will wear masks. Third question I was asked is, are international students able to remain on campus, or is there another off-campus plan? We have several international students right now who were not able to go home in the spring, and they are here and living in Ocean View, and they will be able to stay in that housing until they're able to repopulate onto their assigned room on campus. Any international student who has questions about this should contact Sarah Segredo. Easiest way to do that is just stulife@westmont.edu. stulife@westmont.edu. We're also aware that there are some students who have medical or safety reasons that make living at home difficult. We want to work with you to provide you an option in either OV or one of these off-campus facilities that we have access to. Again, contact housing@westmont.edu, and we will work with you. And I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Reach here for some information on technology.
Received a question of just how the college and then IT in particular is going to support your online learning. And I wanted to let everyone know that help desk services run by Academic Technology and User Services will be ready to provide support of all software that's been identified by faculty to be used during our distributed learning environment that will happen over the 4 weeks outlined by the president. The team gained tremendous expertise in supporting these environments during the pivot from last spring semester. That, coupled with training, documentation, members of IT served on committees led by Provost Sargent or members from his team, just to ensure that IT understood and could build support mechanisms that were valuable for your learning. The support phone number, the email address, the hours for the help desk, all of this information will be sent to you in the coming days that you can just have on a card next to you as you do your learning with the college. I do want to talk to and echo our excitement about having you back. And when you do return to campus, we will be ready. As I've reported earlier, extensive work on Wi-Fi, significant increase in internet speeds, distribution of printing across campus. Unfortunately, we've had to upgrade quite extensively our security as that those challenges have increased during the COVID-19 pandemic. Preparation of the labs, both software and cleanliness, support offered after hours in the residence hall, and then just an upgrade in general to the main help desk in the library. All of these are in the final stages of preparation and expectation of your arrival here on campus. As I've shared earlier as well, for the first time, IT will require specific operating systems on all of your devices. Students average just under 4 devices per student. So your desktop computer, your notebook, your smartphone, and your tablet, all of these will require a specific operating system or higher. These version numbers will also be provided to you in the coming days. And then if you have any questions on how to update, if you get here and want assistance updating, the IT department is here to help you. With that, I'd like to turn it over to the Chief Financial Officer, Doug Jones.
Thank you, Reed. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us on the call today. I'd like to share with you just a little bit about adjustments to tuition, room, and board costs. Some questions have come in about that, so I'd like to share some information there. Adjustments to tuition, we will not be making any adjustments to tuition proper. However, we will be making adjustments to room and board. So we've opted to give credits for each week that the college is unable to repopulate the campus. So in this case, of the repopulation date targeted for September 28th, that's 4 weeks past the intended start date of August 31. So what you'll see on your student bill in about a week is the full semester's charge, and then you'll see the 4 weeks of credit that's been applied. So you'll be able to track that fairly easily and kind of keep tabs on the fact that the credit has been applied to your account, and that should be fairly straightforward for everybody to see there. And we'll also be making some adjustment to financial aid. So financial aid, as many of you know, is awarded based on the total cost of attendance at Westmont. So with the reduction of room and board charges, that will result in some reduction in financial aid to students. Essentially based on a student's costs that are covered with gift aid. So the way I would describe it or way to think about it is that for essentially every student, there may be a few students that would see a one-to-one reduction in both financial aid and their room and board costs in extremely rare cases. No one will pay more than they're intending to pay right now. So that is, no one will see financial aid reduced more than the reduction in room and board charges. So nearly everyone, and I didn't run the number, but I suspect that something like 99.9% of students will see a lower cost for the fall semester with these charges once all these adjustments have been made on your student account. These adjustments are going to be manually processed by both the financial aid office and the student accounts office, and we do intend to have those done and on your bill, so you'll be able to look at that online by end of day next Tuesday, so that's August 18th. So please be sure to log in to take a look at your adjusted bill. And if you have questions, particularly on any adjustments to the financial aid, please reach out to financialaid@westmont.edu. Other questions come in relative to when the first payment is required. So traditionally, we ask for that first payment on August 15. Well, that's, of course, at the end of this week. And with the revised bill not being available until next Tuesday, we're going to bump that first date back to 2 weeks to August 28th. So by August 28th, we'd like to have the either the payment in full for the entire semester or for the first payment plan payment to have been made, which is one-third of the semester's balance due. So, again, once you have a look at your new bill next Tuesday, please take a look at that. If you have questions, contact the student accounts office or the financial aid office, and we'll work through that with you. Question has also come in about textbooks, and will they be mailed to students now that we're moving to remote instruction for at least the beginning of the semester? Yes, they will be mailed to you. An email will come out to students by end of day tomorrow, so please be watching for that from the college store and the textbook center with a lot of detail about what that means. But essentially, if you've ordered your textbooks from the college store, that's fantastic. If you haven't yet ordered your books from the college store, please do so very soon. We're going to need a little extra time to get all those books boxed up and get them shipped out to you so you have them for the start of classes on the 31st. For students who are relatively local and would like to pick up your books, that will be possible starting as early as next week. So, again, please watch for that email tomorrow. They'll have more detail about how to pick up your books and where to do that. And, again, that can happen, we think, as early as next week. So we look forward to seeing you on campus to do that. And with that, I believe I'll turn back to Dr. Beebe.
We've had a few questions come in, and let me just the first pertains to Westmont downtown. Jason, do you want to just give us clarity around the county's guidelines?
Certainly. Thank you, Dr. Beebe, and thanks to all of you for logging in and listening in on this call as we prepare for the fall. Westmont downtown, I've been talking to the directors of that particular program and looking at what we are expecting to hear from the county. There's a great chance that we'll be able to maybe start that more on time or have some kinds of face-to-face instruction with that, particularly if they're able to have their classes outside. It's such a small program with so few students that I do anticipate that we'll be able to run that relatively normally, particularly if they're willing to meet outside and have class outside. So that's what I've heard so far. Again, nothing official yet until we get updated guidance from the county, but that's the way it's looking right now.
Jason, thank you. A question that also came in about science labs. As soon as we're able to get clarity from the county, we'll know exactly how we'll get to do science labs. That is a unique learning environment where you have to be in close proximity. You're violating the six-foot rule. And so that will have some extraordinary stipulations around it, and we're literally going to have to wait until clarity comes in on that. Edie, do you have a question?
I do. I have a question that came in about regular housing in OV since
okay.
We are housing international students there and students who have medical or safety needs. So the regular housing for OV is not available until we repopulate because we are using those spaces for students with special circumstances like our international students. If you have a particular question about your housing assignment, anywhere on campus or especially in OB, please contact housing@westmont.edu.
Okay, Mark, you have a question?
Right. There are several questions that have come in about athletics. Let me assure you that the athletic department is preparing an FAQ of frequently asked questions, and we'll be publishing that very shortly. Of course, coaches will be in touch with their athletes as well as we determine what might be possible for the fall term. Of course, our ability to have any form of athletics is going to depend upon the ability to the permission from the county, but you'll be hearing directly from your coaches, and we'll be providing a posted FAQ for athletes and parents.
Okay, thank you. And any other frequently asked questions will be posted to the website, and we just encourage you, we continue to add to that each day. We're trying to keep it updated.
In fact, it's updated throughout the day. I think that concludes the questions. I just want to make a few concluding remarks. First, I just want to remind us what an incredible privilege it is to be at Westmont. I absolutely love getting to work here, to serve here, to provide leadership for the college. The members of my executive team feel the exact same way. And I want to assure you that we've made enormous effort throughout the summer to prepare the campus for your return. We are not going to do it in any way that's unsafe. We will comply with everything the governor expects. We'll comply with everything the county health officer requires. I'm often struck by the privilege that we have of living in such an incredibly beautiful place, but also it's a size. The college is the right size. The community is the right size. And so when we talk about a county public health office, these are people we know. These are people who have been on campus. And we really work with a great deal of mutual respect. We have had enough challenges throughout the 14 years I've been here where we've gotten to know the county officials very well. And I've got to tell you that it's a huge benefit to us that they know us, they respect us, and that the mutual respect really carries over into emergencies, including this one. And so we're going to go at a pace they allow. They have been gracious about sending us the signal that we will be able to repopulate, and we will hold that very dearly, and we want to do everything to really comply with that. When we do repopulate, I've got to reiterate, this is going to be an unusual season of personal discipline, and each of us are going to have to live into the expectations that are placed on us as a community. Now, it's well known that one of the great attractions for me in coming to Westmont was the community life statement. And I love the way in which it embodies the purpose and mission of our college. And I think that it's just a key document, even at a time like this, to remind us of our purpose as an academic institution, as individuals who embody an academic institution, and as we look at both the academic and co-curricular activities, how we can comport ourselves as we engage this unusual education mission and do it in a way that contributes to the legacy of Westmont and also prepares us in ways that can really improve society. I've always thought of Westmonters as individuals not only called to prepare to serve in every sphere of society, but really responsible to prepare to lead in every sphere of society, and I believe that more so than ever. I just pray that tonight, as you receive this news, that you will begin to anticipate the opening of school on August 31, and a few short weeks later, the opportunity to repopulate campus and really feel the joy and energy that comes whenever we can be here. I'd like to close our time in prayer. Please join me. Gracious Lord and God, we give you thanks for the work of Westmont and the joy and privilege we have in serving you through its work. Be with our students as they prepare for a new year. Thank you for their resilience. Thank you for their grit. Thank you for their capacity to adjust. And we just pray that as we anticipate a new year, that it will be a year with just unexpected blessings in the midst of great challenge. Be with our families who carry both an anticipation and a concern that each one of us wants to know that our son or daughter, our nieces and nephews are safe and protected, and that they can have the kind of atmosphere that allows them to grow in all of the ways that the educational mission of Westmont makes possible. And then be with the entire constituency group that serves the purposes of the college, of our dear faculty and the work they do, the proximity with which they do it, the care and mentoring that they deploy to see a student's gift come to life and to see that nurtured and then to see it deployed. And the staff that serve faithfully, often in the shadows, the many people who have worked around the clock this summer to prepare our campus, the administrators that work tirelessly on our behalf. And then for our donors, our community, our parents, our alums, there are just so many people who carry a keen interest in the work of the college. Thank you for the opportunity and privilege we have to serve you in this way. Thank you for Westmont. Thank you for this time. Christ, I pray. Amen. Enjoy your evening. May God be with you.
This concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.